The State Department of Transportation yesterday announced that it has selected Ketchikan-based Alaska Ship and Dry Dock as the construction manager and general contractor for the new Alaska-class ferry. As KRBD's Deanna Garrison reports, the announcement is being hailed by Ketchikan officials who have aggressively lobbied the state to build the new ferries in Ketchikan.
Marine Highway Chief Mike Neusel says Alaska Ship and Dry Dock will work with the state to finalize design on the ship along with Elliott Bay Design Group, the state's architect and engineering contractor.
And then Alaska Ship and Dry Dock will have the first opportunity to do a guaranteed price proposal to the state. And if the state and Alaska Ship and Dry Dock can come to agreement on that guaranteed price proposal, we will actually issue a separate contract to have Alaska Ship and Dry Dock construct the Alaska Class Ferry.
Neusel says this is not a sole source contract, nor is it a guarantee that the ship will be built in Ketchikan. The state has set aside $120 million for construction of the Alaska-class ferry. Neusel says the new ferries will carry 499 passengers and 60 larger vehicles.
In general, we're talking about a 350-foot steel hull, diesel propulsion, twin-engine, twin-screw vessel that will be a day boat ferry. It will not have passenger accommodations, no cabins. It won't be a what we call a mainline vessel that does overnight trips with passengers and cabins. It is designed for shorter runs.
He says the state is only planning at this point to construct one Alaska-class ferry, but there may be future contracts to build others. News that the state is intending in all likelihood to construct the Alaska-class ferries at the Ketchikan shipyard was met with a huge sigh of relief amongst Ketchikan officials who have collectively pressured the Parnell administration to build the ferries in the first city. Doug Ward is ASD's Director of Shipyard Development.
Everybody in the shipyard is probably excited as all get out. And it's probably hard to wait to get to work on it.
The shipyard is in the process of constructing a massive $40 million ship assembly hall, which would be used to build the new Alaska-class ferry. Ward says the ferry project would produce approximately 200 direct and indirect jobs in Ketchikan during the estimated 3 to 4 years of construction. But Ward says the shipyard is hoping the economic benefits will extend far beyond that.
We'll have an extreme competitive advantage to build the next ships of this class because we've already done one. And that's a well-known principle in the building world that he who gets the first ship will get the rest of the ships because of the knowledge that we'll have building it.
Ketchikan Gateway Borough Mayor Dave Kiefer says construction of the Alaska-class ferries in Ketchikan will help the first city in its goal of becoming the maritime center of Alaska.
You know, it's not just these projects. As they expand the shipyard to be able to handle the Alaska-class ferry work, they're also expanding it to be able to handle a variety of other boat construction projects that could be anywhere from the Bering Sea to even Canada. We've heard from folks in Canada asking us about our operations here. So I think this really allows us to sort of position ourselves as the maritime industry center for the entire North Coast. And that's a good thing.
Now that the decision has been made as to how the state will procure the new ferry, Neusel says DOT wants to move forward with completion of design and construction of the vessel as soon as possible. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.